This is episode number 315 of the Middle Country Public Library podcast. Hello and welcome. Sal DiVincenzo here in the studio with my fabulous colleagues, Sarah Fate.
Hello.
Nicole Rambo. Looking around.
I am. Like, what books do we have?
Yeah, I try to mix it up, move some stuff around, you know, put some things in there that might be little Easter eggs, maybe.
Yeah.
How's everyone doing?
Good.
So we're going to jump right in. But before we do, just a reminder, do us a favor and hit the subscribe button if you do. You'll know when we have these great things that are coming on the channel, and it really does help us out. You know, I think it's like 75 or 80% of the people who watch our videos are not actually subscribed, so that's kind of crazy. So if you can do that, we greatly appreciate that. So without further ado, Nicole, why don't you go first this week?
What's going on? Sure. So we are past Valentine's Day, but it's still February, so I'm still going to talk about it.
All right,
and also I'll talk about it in March and April and May. I love romance. So I have just a couple book recommendations for middle grade, YA, and adult.
Very nice.
So middle grade, this is like 4th to 7th, so it's like a little bit of upper middle grade.
Okay.
It's called Crush, the first one. It's a graphic novel, and this particular one's like book 3. It's the Berry Brook Middle School series in graphic novels, and the author is Svetlana Chmokova. And this is about, like, for these ones, it's not going to be romantic relationships. It's more of like crushes and friendships and kind of like navigating like those all kinds of relationships,
okay,
type of thing. So this is about a boy in middle school that is trying to do just that, and then also like social media and texting and how that like influences relationships, which I think is, you know, because like there's babysitters clubs and things like that, but it's a different time now for teens and like what they have.
It is, right?
Yeah. So it's good to go back and read those, but also we do need new. And we have plenty, you know, so, but I think that's interesting.
What do you think it's like for those teens who are reading those older books? like,
that's crazy. Like
these pre-internet books.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess it's like when we read.
Yeah, Little House on the Prairie.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And then there's Two Night Owl from Dogfish. This is by Holly Goldberg Sloan. And this is cute because it's about like friendships, and I think there's some crushes in there too, but it's all through emails and letters. And I love what's it called? Apostolary. Right? When it's right? No? Oh. When it's like writing back and forth. Yeah. Come on, Sarah. You know this. So that looks cute. I love those kind of, even when they're like in books, like the text messages or emails or stuff. I read a book called, I think, Romantic Comedy, and a lot of it is via emails. I like that.
Yeah.
And then finally, for the 4th to 7th graders, is Ways to Make Sunshine, a Ryan Hart story. And this is from Renee Watson. She's a Newbery Honor and Curtis Scott King Author Award winner. It's her first book in this young middle grade series about Ryan Hart, a girl who's pure spirit, kindness, and sunshine. So I think same thing, kind of navigating her way around school and stuff like that.
Nice.
So that's 4th to 7th. Then I have YA. And YA I have a lot of thoughts on this YA new adult thing that's going on in publishing right now. I won't get into it. It's a whole other podcast episode because I do have like serious thoughts and issues with it, because they're really trying to shove things that are not YA into YA because YA is so popular with adults.
Exactly.
And they're really not doing, like, there are books, and also, this is another topic, maybe we can have, like, a special episode where I rant about this, because I feel special. Very passionately about this stuff.
Coming soon.
Yeah. They also, this thing with the covers that they do, they make them drawings, like, very cartoonish drawings. Mm-hmm. And what is in the book is not that at all. I saw at least one book down in YA, and to no fault of anybody, it looked like it should be in YA. Mm-hmm. Like the characters on the cover looked young. They were like figure skating. Like, yeah, you know, anyone's walking around, like, yeah, it would. It's not. It's very much an adult book.
Yeah.
And, you know, and we order so many books. We don't read every single one of them, obviously. No. It's just, like, what's recommended, and then, like, that's how it goes. There's another book that was in there. The publisher said it was YA. It was, like, the first in the series, and they said the first one's YA, but the next ones are going to be new adult. And I'm like, that doesn't work that way.
No, it doesn't.
And the first one was not YA. That was new adult. So I'll say that all to say that, like, you know, these are YA, but they, sometimes they might be like upper, ninth.
Well, that's yeah. Just, yeah. Like, even and then there's like 11th novels, and 12th.
Right. Yeah. Oh,
they
yeah.
do like 16 plus, but that's an old 16 plus. And
right.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like OT, like older teen. And it's like, no.
Right. Yeah. And then even and especially with TikTok and Instagram, these books are like going crazy on there and like teens will see them. Mm. I've had this is like sixth, seventh graders come to the desk asking for full blown adult books, not yeah. realizing, mm. you know, that. It was, and the parent didn't know either. She was like, oh, my kid wants to read. Like, you know, yeah. you don't think anything mm-hmm. of it. So, I don't know. I just obviously have feelings about this. And I kind of put some of the blame, but, like, the publishers.
Oh, it's on purpose.
Yeah, they're trying to sell these books.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, for us, it kind of is annoying sometimes. And parents and stuff like that. But anyway, these ones. this first one's called Divine Rivals by Rebecca Ross, and it's like a romantasy. So if you heard of like Sarah J. Maas and like all these ones, it's that who is not YA. Anyway, so this is a sweeping and romantic kickoff to a new series. It's a harrowing story about two young journalists and a war that has the fate of mankind hanging in the balance. So they're 18. So again, that's like the older teen.
The top end of that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But there are books that I read in YA where they're like maybe just started college. Like it's more of like a looking to the future for teens, you know what I mean? Like a little bit older to see like what's coming. Like, so it's not necessarily bad that they're 18, but that's what they are.
Yeah.
And the same thing in this one. This is Check and Mate. This is by Allie Hazelwood. Now, Allie Hazelwood has been a adult romance author. So this is her first YA debut. So okay. If they like it, don't necessarily go out and get all of her other books because sure. those are adult books.
But that happens a lot with authors yeah. nowadays.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and because they're writing because they know it sells.
Yeah. Well, like Patterson.
Exactly, yeah.
Has crossovers.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Yeah. So, again, this girl is older. I think she's, like, in her 20s, and she beats the – it's like what was that show on Netflix, The Queen's Gambit?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So she's, like, a chess prodigy, mm-hmm. and she winds up, like, beating the guy who's the current, like, chess champion. Mm-hmm. So it was, like, about their, like, rival and stuff. It's cute. And then Always the Almost by Edward Underhill. This is a trans pianist makes a New Year's resolution on a frozen Wisconsin night to win regionals and win back his ex. But a new boy complicates things in Edward Underhill's heartfelt debut, YA rom-drom. Romance dramedy drama.
Drama.
Always the Almost. And this is age range 12 to 18. So again,
romancity, yeah. rom drama. What's with the words coming out of your mouth?
Yeah. So that's YA. And again, I just caution anyone with YA, you never know. And then there's also like they'll do art, like promotional arts. Mm. For a YA book, and again, I'm like, this is not a YA picture. Like, I think. Sorry, I'm gonna keep going.
What do you really think, Nicole?
I think. Okay, so the word "young adult" means nothing to anybody but librarians and publishers.
True.
They say teens.
Yes.
Every other person that interacts with anyone from 12, 13 to 18 says a teenager. They exactly. do not say young adult.
Exactly.
And I think that confuses people, and young adult means nothing. New adult, I don't know, that has a better, I think, connotation. Like, you can kind of get what new adult means. Mm-hmm. But young adult doesn't mean anything to anybody. And I think that people kind of use it to their advantage to, like, do what they have to do to sell
sure.
this stuff.
What is new adult? What is considered new adult? Is it 18 to 21? What
30,
is,
yeah, like 18 to...
18 to 30.
No, no, maybe 20s. No. No, 20s. 18 to 24.
Yeah, I think. Would say.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, 18 to 24. And again, it's just adult. Like, mm-hmm. I think that it was created as another marketing thing. Yeah. Like, Colleen Hoover falls into this new adult. Like, her characters are in their mid-20s. So, and, like, the topics are more serious, I mm-hmm. guess. So that was kind of, like, this new adult thing. It's a very, like, niche. Like, you know, like, I don't know if too many people talk about it. But that's kind of, like, they're straddling these two lines. And it's interesting to see yeah. them do that.
But that is interesting that and it's true. Publishers and librarians are the only ones who say young adult.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Everybody else is teen.
Yeah. And then they're like, and adults read the young adult because it has the word adult in it. So they yes. probably are like, all right, well, I mean, I'm not old. Like, you know.
And it's also, you know, you can swim upstream, but you can't swim. Like, it's not always.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say? Like, just because adults read young adult doesn't mean young adults read adult.
Right. Yeah, yeah. 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 Exactly. So I don't know. I just think, and I think it's getting more and more interesting. from what I've seen, like it just, especially with these covers, these illustrated covers are really interesting. And then there's actual adult books.
All right.
The Stand-In by Lily Chu is very cute. It's about a girl who, a famous actress, they look exactly alike. So they like swap places because the actress like needs a break. And then the other guy that's like, and the guy that's involved is like the actor. And so they like fall off each other.
Original? Well, I don't know.
What?
Not really original.
Oh, but it's cute. Where? I mean, none of these are original. And then there's Mickey Chambers Shakes It Up. This is, again, an adult book, and it's about a woman who gets a job at a bar, and she happens to be the bar owner's teacher. He's going back to school. So now they, like, kind of are falling for each other, but she is his teacher, and he is her boss. So it's cute. Typical romance.
Nice.
And then this is historical romance. It's called Bombshell by Sarah McLean, and this one is, she's like a explosive expert, but it's like in 18 whatever in like England and stuff like that.
Oh, back when explosives were exciting.
Like new, yeah. So, and it's like, this is in a series. yes. And so this is like this girl's story. It's like a group of friends that go around London solving crimes.
Yeah. You have to imagine the first person who realized how to make dynamite might not have survived it. Right? But somebody watching them said, when you put those things together, it explodes.
Yeah, maybe there's a baby explosion. They did a little baby
that's
one.
That's true, yeah.
Then they kind of were like, all right, we'll do more and more and more.
Well, baby explosion. Yeah. Which means a lot of things to different people.
All right. I was like, exploded a baby?
Tiny. A small explosion.
Okay.
Well, right, what do you have to rant about, Zara? Yeah.
Well, what do you have, Zara?
Mine won't be as passionate, I don't think. But so it's going to be March.
Is it? Is that how it works?
Is that how it works? Next week.
Wait, is this year we have 29 days?
We have 29 days this year, yeah.
Yeah. So I have some new releases that we will be getting here.
Yeah.
Okay, so the first one is, I don't know where I'm looking, but Anyone But You. And you might recognize her from the Euphoria series.
Mm-hmm. And he's from Top Gun.
Oh, who's this?
He kind of played the jerk, Glenn Powell.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
In the edgy comedy, Anyone But You, B, the girl, and Ben, the boy, look like the perfect couple, but after an amazing first date, something happens that turns their fiery hot attraction ice cold until they find themselves unexpectedly thrust together at a destination wedding in Australia. So they do what any two mature adults would do, pretend to be a couple.
Also not original.
Yes. Fake dating. That's called a fake dating trope.
What was that movie with Sandra Bullock and Ryan Reynolds?
The Proposal.
Yeah. Then we have Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom. And
this is the second one.
This is the second one with Jason Momoa, Patrick Wilson, and they still kept Amber Heard in it.
But in a very small role, right?
Well, I think they whittled her down as much as possible, and she's not even in the poster.
She was like in the side of the frame.
Yeah.
She was making drinks in the background, like Rose Tico was in this last Star Wars movie.
Yeah, exactly. Poor Amber. So we have Nicole Kidman, Dolph Lundgren, Randall Park, Ben Affleck.
Oh, I know he was in it.
Yeah. So after failing to defeat Aquaman the first time, Black Manta wields the power of the mythic Black Trident to unleash an ancient and malevolent force. Hoping to end his reign of terror, Aquaman forges an unlikely alliance with his brother Orm, the former king of Atlantis. Settling aside their differences, they join forces to protect their kingdom and save the world from irreversible destruction.
This is DC, right?
Yes.
DC's not doing good, is it?
No, poor Madam Web.
Oof. Oh, forget that.
Yeah.
Well, that's Marvel technically, isn't it?
Oh, is it?
Yeah, because it's based on Spider-Man. But it's Sony Marvel. Oh. No, that did absolutely awful. Yeah.
Poor, yeah.
I like Dakota Johnson. I like her in interviews. She's funny.
Yeah, but she is. Know.
Yeah, but that. She's interviewing. She knows the movie's bad, and she's actually saying stuff about it. And I think that's like, I don't think the movie, I don't think Sony is happy with her doing that.
Yeah.
So the next one we have up is Ferrari.
Oh.
Ferrari.
Is this about Ferrari?
Yes.
Okay.
It's directed by Michael Mann.
Mm-hmm.
It has Adam Driver, Penelope Cruz, Shailene Woodley.
Oh.
Yeah. Patrick Dempsey.
Oh, boy. Mm.
It is the summer of 1957. Behind the spectacle of Formula One, ex-racer Enzo Ferrari is in crisis. Bankruptcy threatens the factory he and his wife Laura built from nothing 10 years earlier. Their volatile marriage has been battered by the loss of their son, Dino, a year earlier. Ferrari struggles to acknowledge his son, Piero, with Lena Lardi. Meanwhile, his driver's passion to win pushes them to the edge as they launch into the treacherous 1,000-mile race across Italy. The yeah, you can pronounce yeah. that.
Mille.
Mille Miglia.
The Mille Miglia.
Which is just 1,000 miles.
You say much better than me.
That doesn't even look like Adam Driver. Is that Adam Driver?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, next up, we have Freelance.
Freelance.
Yes. With John Cena, Allison Brie, Christian Slater.
Oh, Christian Slater. Wow. Yeah.
Ex-Special Forces operative Mason Pettis, John Cena, is stuck in a dead-end desk job when he reluctantly takes on a freelance gig to provide private security for washed-up journalist Claire Wellington, Allison Brie, as she interviews the ruthless but impeccably dressed dictator Juan Venegas.
Is this a comedy?
Yes. Okay. When a military coup breaks out, just as she's about to get the scoop of a lifetime, the unlikely trio must figure out how to survive the jungle and each other in order to make it out alive.
Have you seen this?
No. But I would.
Also, yeah, does not sound original. These are not sounding original.
Why do you want all original? This one's original.
No, okay, not let's really.
Say. No.
Here we go.
I thought everything he does is like original.
Well,
no. Who is this?
So it's Poor Things.
Yorgos.
Yorgos Lanthimos. That's okay. The director.
What else did he do?
The one with Olivia Colman that won all the awards. What was it called?
It's with the fish love.
Oh,
he did that one too.
The water. Yeah. Something of water. Yeah.
The shape of water.
Yeah. And he did the one with Emma Stone and Olivia Colman, where she's like the queen or whatever, and Emma Stone's character comes in and she's like fighting for affection. No,
queen affection.
No, it was a big one.
She won an award for it.
Yeah, Olivia Colman did. Yeah, yeah.
All right, put it in the show notes.
Okay,
and comment below if you know the answer. Yeah.
So the cast is Emma Stone, Mark Ruffalo, William Dafoe, Rami Youssef, Christopher Abbott, and other people. So, from filmmaker Yorgos Lanthimos and producer Emma Stone comes the incredible tale and fantastical evolution of Bella Baxter, a young woman brought back to life by the brilliant and unorthodox scientist Dr. Godwin Baxter, mm-hmm. William Dafoe.
Yeah.
Under Baxter's protection, Bella is eager to learn. Hungry for the worldliness she is lacking, Bella runs off with Duncan Wedderburn, Mark Ruffalo. Mm-hmm. A slick and debauched lawyer on a whirlwind adventure across the continents. Free from the prejudices of her times, Bella grows steadfast in her purpose to stand for equality and liberation.
Okay.
Yes.
Doesn't sound interesting to me.
Poor Things. Then we have...
Okay. The Color Purple.
The Color Purple. So...
definitely not original.
Definitely not original. There was another movie.
There was another movie.
Yeah. The book, the play. Other movie, and the play.
The play, yes.
And now we have another movie. So Warner Brothers Pictures invites you to experience the extraordinary sisterhood of three women who share one unbreakable bond in The Color Purple. This bold new take on the beloved classic is directed by...
Say it. Who is it? This is the best part of the show.
Yeah. I apologize.
Okay, no, try.
Blitz Bazawuli.
Okay, there you go.
How would you pronounce that? Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. And produced by Oprah Winfrey, Steven Spielberg, Scott Sanders, and Quincy Jones.
Now, Oprah Winfrey was in the other movie, right?
She's
in the original movie.
Yes.
With Whoopi Goldberg.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, this, I think, is a musical.
Oh, this is the musical. So this is the movie of the musical.
I believe so.
Because there was a musical,
yeah,
which was on Broadway, right? Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then this is the movie of the musical. Because why come up with something new? Let's just recycle and recycle.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, okay. There you go. Color Purple.
Next up. this is kind of The Book of Clarence.
Okay.
Original.
Mm-hmm. It sounds original.
Okay, from visionary filmmaker... James?
Samuel.
Yeah.
Oh, how do you say the first name? Oh, yeah. Yeah, like James.
Okay, so Jameis Samuel is spelled J-E-Y-M-E-S.
Okay, that sounds about right. Okay.
Jameis. The Book of Clarence is a bold new take on the timeless Hollywood-era biblical epic. Ooh. Streetwise but struggling Clarence is trying to find a better life for himself and his family, make himself worthy to the woman he loves, and prove that he's not a nobody. Captivated by the power and glory of the rising Messiah and his apostles, he risks everything to carve his own path to a divine life, a journey through which he finds redemption, faith, power, and knowledge. The Book of Clarence soundtrack features new music by the one and only James Samuel, Jay-Z, Lil Wayne, Kid Cudi, and more.
Hmm. Oh, so, okay, mm-hmm. That's kind of like hip-hop kind of. Soundtrack.
Yeah.
But, interesting.
Yeah,
that actually does sound interesting.
Yeah, this does sound interesting.
Yeah, see that? There you go. You get one original movie, and then all the rest are just copies of other movies.
And on that note...
No, I'm just being silly. I'm just being silly. I have to say, I'm glad that we actually have a nice selection this time, because I feel like we're finally getting back into the swing of movies being released.
Well, the reason why is because Oscar... season is coming up. So I know Book of Clarence is up. I think Color Purple is trying to be.
Poor Things is.
Yeah. Ferrari is probably in there for some sort of sound effect. Aquaman is not
some
in
race
there.
Race car sound.
Aww, Anyone But You is not in there.
So. Right.
But those were out before.
And Jason Momoa.
Yeah. Right. I love Jason Momoa, though. Aww. So, yeah.
Very good.
So we'll go back to only having two or three releases shortly.
But remind everyone who's listening and watching how this works now with the DVDs here at the library. We have one list, right?
Well...
Is this changing?
No. Okay. So we used to have a weekly list.
Yes.
For both children's and adult. However, with the dwindling... you know, releases and everything. It was kind of silly to have a list with only one title on it.
Yeah.
So, and what we do now is we have in Vega,
the catalog.
We do have a carousel of new DVD titles, and you can click on that and you'll see all the new releases that we have out and will be coming out.
Excellent.
And then, you know, I do make a 1 month list of new titles, and that will be available at the beginning of the month, but that's it.
Okay.
Yeah, so we sort of consolidated to make it a little bit easier.
Sure. Awesome. Very good. Thank you so much, Sarah, and thank you all for watching and listening. If you want to listen to older episodes or read our show notes, visit our website, mcplpodcast.com. If you liked what you saw today, hit the like button. We'd appreciate that. And also, if you feel like interacting with us, you can either email podcast@mcplibrary.org or you can actually comment below here on YouTube and say what you want and just be nice. That's all we ask.
Just be nice.
You can be critical. We just want it to be nice. You know, constructive criticism is always welcome. So thank you so much for being with us this week. For Sarah Fady and Nicole Rambo, I'm Sal DiVincenzo. See you on the next show.